All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Houston Rockets Daily. Let's talk Rockets. The Rockets lost 129 to 132. I believe we're actually exactly 24 hours away from the NBA trade deadline. But Amen Thompson last night got a start because Freddie Double V, Rockford's finest, is injured. And I think this dude looks unbelievably insane. And we will talk trades. And we will talk about Jalen Green, and we will talk about Amen Thompson in today's show. But this dude, Amen, is unbelievable, and he is 21 years old, and he is the fourth pick in the draft. And Cam Whitmore is also insane. But, like, you know, we've been seeing a lot more Cam Whitmore recently. Amen Thompson, kind of when the season got started, was injured. And, you know, now he sees this opportunity with Fred being out. And it's just I think the future is so bright. Tari Eason isn't even playing basketball right now. I think the long-term trajectory of Houston is just unbelievable. I really do. And I watch this guy, Amen, play basketball, and he is athletically an absolute specimen. He is an athletically gifted player, and I'm so excited, man. So we're going to talk. Welcome back to the show. Hit that like button. Hit that sub button if you haven't already. Most importantly, we're turning this into, or this is available on streaming platforms. The link's down below in the bio for both Apple and Spotify. If you wouldn't mind throwing us a 5-star rating, because most of them are me, and we're trying to climb some ranks here. Thank you. So I was watching the game at the gym, and I mean, this guy plays with so much energy. He really does. He plays with so much passion out there on the court. And I know, you know, with Fred being down, it was always, you know, Amen's coming off of the bench and he's getting, you know, let's say 15, 20 minutes a night. And, you know, it felt like he was always kind of like not even capped. But I felt like he was never almost in like this flow state. I'm trying to get a stat check on his minutes per game this season. Yeah, so 16.7 minutes per game. And he's doing a really good job, especially per 36. But, you know, just in general, 7 points, 4.5 rebounds, about 2.2 assists, one steal, 48.8% from the field, 70% from downtown. Obviously unideal, but, you know, we're seeing him start. We're going to see him start, hopefully, for the foreseeable future. Or hopefully not, because we want Fred to come back. I'm going to have Hoops Hype up just in case we get a trade. I want to talk about this game last night because we lost to Indiana by 3. The defense kind of been faltering, actually, just in general for a little bit of time now. And the bench just wasn't really getting the job done. I mean, the bench would look bad. I like Aaron Holiday a lot. I felt like he was kind of getting bullied around out there. Cam Whitmore, you know, off shooting night, 4 of 11 from the field. Jayshon Tate, not a scorer. Jeff Green's going to give you what he's going to give you. That's just the bottom line there. And Fred will miss the next 4 games due to injury. Is this confirmed? Is that it? Out tomorrow night and no change of Tari's out 17th. Fred will miss at least 4 games. Okay. Van Vliet could return in time for the Rockets' final game before the All-Star break next Wednesday in Memphis. All right, so we'll monitor that situation. What's up, Thomas? How you doing? We got our resident Raps fan in the building. Trade deadline, man. Scotty Barnes, future Rocket. Am I right? How you doing, those Thomas? Always appreciate your comments on my basketball videos. Jalen Green also had 30 points yesterday. I think I have some tweets that we could get into here. I think most of them are based on the trade. Oh, here's a fun fact. Most 30-point games for NBA players while being 21 or younger in league history. LeBron James with 100, KD 75, Luka 47, Carmelo 45, Booker 43, Trae Young 40, Anthony Edwards 37, Shaquille O'Neal 32 in the ninth, Jalen Green at 30. Funny because people still, even though Jalen Green was on one last night, he dropped 30 points. People are still upset, but It's a marathon, not a sprint, man. I want the Rockets to get into the playoffs. I actually want them to get in the playoffs really badly. My Chicago Bulls, we've seen better days. And so, you know, even like playing basketball, I was super skeptical about the playing in general. And playing's pretty fun, man. And I want to get there, but you're 23 and 27. And like I said, man, we've been having some defensive woes recently. Let me pull something on the screen here. A little fun with the new big three that we saw last night. Good, man. Hope all is well. Oh, yeah, baby. The winter month. The winter here in Florida is finally beginning to trend in a better direction. We're going to do Raphael Stone there. Everybody hit that like button for me. Oh, my God. Ty Washington Jr.'s on. That Ty Washington Jr. trade is still aggressively depressing. What could have been? All right, we'll rock it. All right. What's up, Jalen? Thomas says you're going to grow into a stud. I'm just kidding. What's up, both of you? Jalen's going to grow into a stud. So you see on the screen here for our audio listeners, Amen Thompson, Jalen Green, and Elprin Shangoon in their 25 minutes together against the Pacers. Outscored the Pacers 81-66, plus 15. That's a plus 20.6 net rating, because their offensive rating was 150, but their defensive rating was 129.4. Now, don't let the stats fool you, because I think especially Amen was all over. What, he had three blocks last night? Three blocks. He had a ton of offensive rebounds. Seven offensive rebounds, 13 points, 13 rebounds, six assists. Monster. I think, you know, here's my thing. So we have the trade deadline here tomorrow, right? And I see a lot about Brogdon, and I see a lot about, you know, potential bench dudes coming on in. And then I see, you know, we've heard Mikal Bridges coming over for Jalen Green, and we've heard all of that. But specifically with Amen Thompson and Cam Whitmore, I need to see both of these guys get as much run as possible. But as I just said, I want to get back into the playoffs. I want to get into at least the play-in, and as deep as the Western Conference is, I get it. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But, you know, all this talk about Amen being a project, you know, I look at my man Azar over in Detroit, and it's like, I understand the process. I understand the project. But it's like, even using my quarterback one, Jordan Love, playing behind Aaron Rodgers, like, you have to get live reps. Like, you can sit behind, you know, we could have Kobe freaking Bryant on this team. We could have, you know, Luka Doncic on this team. We could have James Harden on this team. Obviously, all that stuff is important. All that stuff matters. But, like, at the end of the day, dude, these guys need reps. They need reps. And I'm watching Amen Thompson last night get this start, and it's like, yeah, obviously, he can't shoot threes. He's shooting 70% from downtown. He can't shoot threes. That's perfectly fine. Let these guys run, dude. They want to run. Let them freaking run. And we see guys like Cam Whitmore drop 20 points in like 15 minutes. And we see Amen Thompson do his thing. And like I just mentioned, Azar Thompson, we got Monty Shit Williams and Steven Shit Silas out there playing this cat 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Ball's not in his head. He's just got no free range. Like, Amen Thompson was drafted fourth overall, dude. Get these guys in meaningful games and give these guys the minutes that they deserve, because I get it. Steven Adams, great trade. We still need a backup big. I'm not huge on, like, hitting up a buyout candidate or hitting up a free agent like Bismack. If need be, you know, that's okay. Especially at that position. But you know, I'm trying to wrap my head, because we were talking about on the show today, Brogdon, and it's like, Brogdon's only got, you know, a year and a half left on his contract, and he would be perfect for, you know, situations like this when Fred's injured and Fred's going to be out for a little bit of time, and you're playing Fred so many minutes, and I get it. Like, you need to win basketball games. And so if Fred's healthy and Jalen's healthy and
all these dudes are healthy and Amen can't hit threes. And if we're in the final 2 minutes of the basketball game and they're easing back up, like, you know, I understand it, but I like what Jalen is saying here. He doesn't expect us to make any moves. I'd be disappointed if we don't make the play. At this point, you need to let these guys play important games. Like, I say just let them run and let them figure it out. And I think it's just like OKC. I really think it's just like OKC last season. And look at Oklahoma right now. I can't remember if they are in first, tied for first, or in second with Minnesota there. But look at a team like OKC and Minnesota. I don't believe in Minnesota one bit. OKC, man, they're legit, and they're going to be legit for a while, and they still have all this draft capital. Like, Amen Thompson was the fourth pick in the draft, dude. I don't need a four-year project. He's not a four-year project, man. Some people are just built with it. And you let them out there, you let them run, and they're going to do their thing. Let them play free. Let them play loose. You got to, you know, Ime's got to do his thing. But, like, I watched Amen get that start. And it's just like, I really don't even want Brogdon. The one move that I think the Rockets should make that I don't think the Utah Jazz are going to make is Kelly Olynyk. I think Kelly Olynyk would be perfect for this team. You can give him 20 minutes. You give him 25 minutes. You can base it off of, you know, situational. You can base it off of, you know, matchups. You can base it off of a lot of different things. Health, like, I think Kelly Olynyk fits that bench mold that we need, a leadership. He's been in Houston. He's familiar with the city. And I think Kelly Olynyk is right now my only trade target that I think Houston would or should look into, but I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off just because I don't think Utah now with their win over OKC last night. What's up, Kerm? They're 500. Like, they're 500. And if you have a team like, not necessarily the Lake Show, but if you got a team like the Lake Show and they're going to give you a haul, I would love to package Landale and Jacques and Jayshon. I do think, man, now that I think about it as well, I'm kind of forgetting about Jayshon Tate, and it's like I would prefer if we move both Jayshon Tate and Jacques Landale because those just didn't work out. I think I have a trade thing. Maybe I do, maybe I don't, who knows. I do not. Oh yeah, I do, but this is a little bit outdated. I think this was a quoted tweet. No, this is a week ago. OTB, whatever that means, on the block. I think we did this in a show a couple of days ago. Obviously all this stuff is Capella, Drummond, Robert Williams, those are all moves. We talked, I think, yesterday about availability, and that's what worries me with guys like both Brogdon and Robert Williams, but especially Robert Williams. That's something I think is in the Rockets' favor, but I think we all could kind of see that Fred injury coming. Dude looked gassed out there. He is gassed out there. All right, Thomas says, Rockets should def be going for the play-in. They're set to start building off playoff experience. So, Thomas, as a Rat fan, what do you think the Rockets should do here at the deadline? Pounding Red Bulls today. No coffee. I started to notice, I think, like, caffeine with something like a Celsius and a coffee even is so much different than a Red Bull. It's just a different breed. I don't trust in the Wolves either. Yeah, Thunder Kerm's got nothing to worry about. Amen needs more minutes. Agreed he would be perfect, but the Jazz aren't going to trade him since they're in the play-in mix. My take at the beginning of the season that the Jazz were going to be the worst team in the NBA certainly hasn't aged well. Let's take a look at because Indiana, man, would have been a huge victory. It just would have been a huge victory. But Indiana, you got to keep in mind, what are they, 29 and 23 now? They're really freaking good. And they were really freaking good even without Pascal Siakam. But now they got Siakam. We're without our starting point. It is what it is. That bench needs work. We've been talking about the bench the whole goddamn year. We know the bench needs work. We know the bench needs scoring. That's just the reality of it. Well, yeah, that third quarter was, I got it right here, 38-24. No good. Jabari Smith back on the scoring run, 20 points, 9 rebounds. Dylan Brooks had a nice night, 23 points. Penguin Shangun had a good game, 20-10-6. Jalen Green's 30 bomb. I can't wait for Tari Eason. I'm trying to see if we got an update here. Could return next week, which is on Friday. Hopefully we see Tari play a game or two before the deadline here. Or before the break, I mean. Our bench is terrible, sadly. Yeah, it is what it is. Aaron Holiday had a nice little run there. About a moon ago. Def want to shore up the big man, but don't think they need to make a move as they're not making a deep playoff push. Just want to get that experience. Even just the straight up experience of let me get a quick check here. I know we got a residential Thunder fan in the building, but let's use I feel weird always using the OKC Thunder as that team, but like, you know, it really is a similar. We went through the Harden year. So we went through three straight firm rebuilding years, or like two and a half, just because Harden dipped. And that was a weird season. First season after COVID, it started in December. That was just a weird season. Or January, did okay, season? No, that season started in December. But OKC went through two bad seasons, right? 22 wins, 24 wins. But then, you know, you take a team like OKC last year, 40-42. That's still not bad, man. They snuck into the play-in. My concern is I don't think 40-42 sneaks into the play-in this year, which is, you know what, it might. If I think Steph will figure it out, I think the Lakers will figure it out, and I guess I have no reason to believe why the Jazz aren't going to continue to keep doing their thing. But that play-in is play-in's important. They were very. I can't believe they lost to the Wolves, but you know, they got those two play-in experiences. And those are valuable. But the point I was trying to make would be, even if Houston finished as the 11th seed, you know, it still is better than nothing, and it still is better than being the 12th or 13th seed, but being, you know, 5+ games out of the play-in. Like, ideally, the final month of the season, the final 6 weeks, you're in it. You know, you don't have to be the 10th seed, you don't have to be the 8th seed, but you want to be a handful of games away, 6 weeks away from the playoffs, to at least get the experience of trying to make the playoffs, because that's invaluable as well. What's up, Wick J? Is this we got so many J's in the Rocket sphere. Is this Jay Kara? You a Jalen Green guy? I know he's been good lately, but I need to see more before I get back on the train. I'm a huge Jalen Green guy. You know, there was a play I saw yesterday with Cam Whitmore. I didn't save. Yeah, I did save. Let's go. We're so back. Like, you don't – like, dudes just don't do this. Typical – oh, you are Jay. What's up, Jay? How you doing, man? Like, look at this. Bang. I mean, that's unbelievable. How do you finish that? Dudes like that don't grow on trees, man. This team is so freaky athletic. They are so freaky athletic. One comment, it would be, the Rockets are so, we're so young, we're so hungry. that you do have to start thinking about teams like, well, I guess, you know, at Golden State, but we're still, did Golden State pass us, or are we, where are those standings at?
Golden State officially passed us. So
we're only two games out from the Jazz, man. I know this feels like a weird stretch. We're not going to get worse than the 12th seed. So, you know, as we talked about yesterday, man, that 10th seed's either going to be Utah, Golden State, or Houston. But I guess my point with teams like Los Angeles Lake Show and Golden State are age, injuries, Draymond suspensions. You don't get that with Houston. We're, for the most part, always available. But we have had a really weird, you know, like Tari Eason missing all, you know, like 20 games. Naaman Thompson at the beginning of the season. There have been some, like, just like kind of weird random injuries that have been, you know, definitely holding this team back from its full true potential. Playing is very important. That pressure, the experience of having a summer to meditate on why you came up short and how you can improve from an individual and team perspective. Exactly. You know, kind of like what Ime was saying at the start of the year with, you know, learning good habits, unlearning bad habits. And yeah, man, just going through this and going through it as a team, man. Everybody's got to be accountable. Everybody's got to be ready to play. And that's my favorite part about the Rockets is our youth. Our core players are all the same age-ish, which I think is very valuable. You need to be in that locker room building good habits. Hell yeah. Most improved, should either be Şengün or Kobe White. Maxi's leap was expected with Harden leaving. I'm not quite sure. The awards don't really interest me much anymore. Ever since Jordan Poole got snubbed, this awards are just kind of gimmicky at this point in the NBA for some weird reason. But Kobe White, Jack and Chetta. Jesus, dude. I wish my man Zach LaVine could stay healthy this season. Because I want to lose to the Bucks in six games, man. Like, I don't care. Like, that's what I want the Rockets to get back to. But the Rockets are in a completely different stratosphere. They're a completely different team than the Chicago Bulls. I'm thinking of Chicago, like, that year Lonzo got injured and, you know, they still made the playoffs and we were the sixth seed and we lost in six to Milwaukee. But it's just fun. Like, that shit's just fun, dude. Losing in five to OKC in the first round of the playoffs, like, sign me up, dude. Sign me up with that. Every year, Rockets miss the play-in. That growth gets delayed. Maybe they should make a move to ensure a good chance at the play-in. And that's where it gets complicated. Because it's like, damn, dude. You know, you pick up Brogdon, you pick up Kelly Olynyk. And it's like, shit, dude. That bench is looking a little bit different now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that bench... That bench looks pretty nice. Kelly Olynyk and Malcolm Brogdon would equate to some victories. But I want to see Amin and Cam get their run. I want to see them get their licks. And Tari Eason, once he comes back. And I still got my OGs. You know, one thing, everybody ridicules this dude, Jock Landale. I just view it. I chalk it up to the game, man. That's just how it goes. I talk about it on this show all the time. It reminds me so much of Daniel Tice's quick tenure with the Houston Rockets, right? Nobody talks about Reggie Bullock. I mean, this dude is unserviceable this year. 20 games, 9 minutes a night. You know, Reggie Bullock hasn't gotten 9 minutes a night or less than 9 minutes a night since 2014. What year is it? Checks notes, it's 2024. That was 10 years ago. Reggie Bullock last season played in 78 games, started 55 of them with your Dallas Mavericks. 40.9 from the field, 38% from downtown, 7 points a game. I get the 7 points a game isn't great, but like this dude went from starting 55 games with Dallas to playing 20 of our, what are we at, 50 games now? Like, everybody rags on Landale. I don't know what the hell happened with Reggie Bullock. We want shooting. We need shooting. I got a shooter on my goddamn bench. That didn't work out. I like the Mavs, and they've been so weird. Injuries, when Kyrie comes back, he balls out. I think if you're OKC, dude, the team you got to worry about is the Clippers. That Dallas team, if Dallas gets like a Kyle Kuzma, fuck, man.
Woo.
I don't know. All right, we got some new faces in here. Hit that like button. Don't forget, this is a podcast show. This is a show that is available on podcast streaming platforms. Or the link's in the bio, or type in Let's Talk Rockets with Jackson Ostro. Thank you. What's up, Brian Cruz? You know what? Donovan McNabb was pretty cool. We won't comment on your profile picture, which is the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you see the Rockets making a move for Jalen Green? Yes or no? I don't think so, because I think I don't want the Rockets to move Jalen Green. I think they're open to moving Jalen Green. But the thing is, I think this year's deadline is going to be very slow. I don't think we're going to see any type of star get moved. I don't really think DeJounte Murray is even – I mean, he's a really good player, but I think he would be the only high-profile player moved. So I think because of that, there seems to be no star-level player available outside of DeJounte Murray. I guess depending on your opinion, but of what a star player is. But I do think they'll hold their chips in their pockets still until the off season. But then I get it, man. You're going into your final year of your rookie contract. I don't think Jalen Green, I think what a lot of people think is like all these Rocket players, or what a lot of people worry about is all these Rocket players, all of our young players getting like rookie max extensions, which it's not going to happen. And if it did, what a problem to have. Imagine all of our young players getting rookie max extensions, being those types of players. Like, shit, man, that's a problem I'd be down to have, to be honest with you. I'm down for PJ Washington, but Hornets want Josh Green. Yeah, I saw that. Ciro mentioned that on the show today, that Josh Green would have to be in that trade. And I was thinking, I don't think Dallas is cool with that. But you never know. I don't think we have any trades happen today, have they? I just think it's going to be such a slow deadline. I remember, I don't even remember where I was last year for the trade deadline, but I remember my last year of college, the trade deadline. I think I had a presentation or something. I was so pissed off just seeing like Rockets trades. This was when I was still covering the NBA pretty actively. Seeing all these goddamn trades happen in that hour. I'm just doing a stupid advertising presentation. But to answer your question, Brian Cruz, no, I do not think they will move Jalen Green at this year's deadline. KJ does not like Kelly Olynyk. This dude, Kelly Olynyk, you can't disrespect Kelly O like that. Rockets legend. This dude was a goddamn star with the Houston Rockets a couple of years ago. He was a star. This man turned back the clock. I don't know. I don't have his stats on me, but it was probably 17-7. I mean, that dude was a beast. That's a fantasy basketball league winner right there. I'm hearing rumors about DeJounte Murray. Well, let's hit some rumors. I know this is a rock show pod, but hey, man. We all like the NBA here. Xavier Tillman to the Celtics. Breaking news. Bulls would have to be blown away to trade Alex Crusoe. Raptors have been offered a first-round pick. Pelicans interested in DeJounte Murray. And we also have to think about the Rockets hopping in some of these trades to make that cash work. Trade deadline day should be a day off for everybody. We win in the Super Bowl. You know, Jay, now that I've had about, what is it now? Like 2.5 weeks to decompress my loss my pack show loss. And then you guys really fucked me in the ass with the salt on the wound. You salt on wounded me with the Lions loss. God damn it. I hate San Francisco right now. Whatever. Whatever. Boucher is on the block, but word is Boston. Damn, dude. I thought Xavier Tillman just got traded. Oh, yeah. This is a trade. 2 minutes ago. Oh, wait. God, dude. Tomorrow's going to be a sweet day, man. I'm excited for tomorrow. The Knicks and Pistons have been in trade discussions around Alec Burks. Burks has previously played in New York under Tom Thibodeau, going to Detroit. Alec Burks gets tossed around, man. Just see like nerdy tweets like this. If the Oklahoma City do not make a significant move by the deadline, there will be a crease. This team is tight-knit as they come. That chemistry is driving them towards the playoffs. Yeah, they're a little bit closer to the playoffs. Where's that stupid trade, man? I know my buddy works for Hoops Hype, and thankfully he's not in charge of the interface of the website, because fuck this. I click on Xavier Tillman to the Celtics, so show me the trade, dude. All right, here we go. Oof. All right, the Celtics are sending a 2027 second via Atlanta and a 2030 second via Dallas to the Grizzlies. Boston gets Xavier Tillman, a young, versatile front court player who gives them some depth. All right, word. So, you know, one thing with trades as well in the NBA is how many picks. Like, there are so many picks in the NBA, dude. Like, 2030 second. Like, isn't that how we acquired KPJ? We gave him some 12-year-old. Here's a 2038 second round pick. Like, dude, there could be three rounds in 2038. There's so many fucking picks in the NBA, and it complicates so much stuff. Papa Trill, man. Been a minute. What's good? Signing Bismack and getting Malcolm should be the move. Trust, I understand we want to see our young core get some run, but to secure some stability, that should be the move. So, you bring up an interesting point. I've been seeing a lot of Bismack, Biombo. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. NBA current free agents. I want to see the center sphere. Willie Cauley-Stein. This is not ideally what I'm looking for here. Jordan Bell, good for him. Former Bulls legend. All right, here we go. All right. Where's this next year, dude? Is Trez still a free agent? All right. Available 2024 free agents. Ken Birch, Raptors legend. Marquise Bolden, Duke legend. Tony Bradley. Bismack Biyombo. I'm surprised Bismack at first. That dude's not 31, but I'm surprised he's a free agent. Dwayne Dedmon, Derek Favors, Trez, Kai Jones, Myers Leonard, Nerlens Noel, Darius Bazley, Wenyen Gabriel, Blake Griffin, KZ Akpala, Isaiah Roby, Ish Wainwright. Too small. I'm very surprised Bismack is a free agent. We want just saying sign Bismack. Say whatever you want about OKC. These guys will say something like they don't care about winning all that, and Presti doesn't care. Presti wants the leverage. If there's a trade out there, he will go for it. Gordon Hayward's a buyout option for teams now. If he doesn't make a trade, I understand. Yeah, I get that. I'm just making fun of that tweet. Twitter.com. Woj. Our statistician. Ooh, Lamar Stevens to the Grizzlies.
All right, let's see. Let's just browse the TL. Fuck it, dude. Why not? Oh, geez. Type in Rockets rumors and I got Gaza being blown up. Whatever the hell's going on. Hey, let's talk Rockets, man. That's a great podcast. I should start tweeting. A lot of Gaza rumors here. Or bombings. All right, don't type in Rockets rumors because that shit don't work. All right. It's not easy being a producer. Everybody hit that like button, man. Let's run it up. I do want to just say really quickly, because I appreciate you guys listening to this on Spotify especially. Throw it a rating. Get this out. I don't know how that stuff works, but I assume ratings are good. I always find it funny when I'll be like listening to a podcast and they'll be like, rate the podcast five, so rate the pod 5 stars so we can keep doing this for free. As of Wednesday with the deadline less than 24 hours away. All right, tomorrow's going to be 3 p.m. Eastern time. Remember that. Houston agreed to say, we're going to be live streaming it, dude. Screw it. Unfortunately, we'll not help this year's team. Houston agreed, blah, blah, blah. So will Raphael Stone be able to address the backup center role this season? And what about other potential teams, such as more three-point shooting, as Wednesday evening, February 7th? With the under 24 hours. Oh, God, Jesus, I can't read. Jalen Green remains off this list for now. Not expected to be traded despite Houston's desire to upgrade their roster. Nets not expected to trade Mikal Bridges. I do think that's the right call here. All right. We were talking about the Jayshon Tate trade earlier. The issue with a lot of these teams is they want three-point shooting, and that dude cannot make threes. He can't make threes. I did not envision Jayshon Tate being a trade possibility coming into the season, as Rockets GM Raphael Stone is known league-wide to be a big fan of Tate's. However, it appears his role is dwindling. Best fits, Boston. I think that's kiboshed because of the Xavier Tillman trade. And I never really thought there was much validity to that. Bucks, I think it's the same thing. I don't think he'd fit in Heat culture as far as three-point shooting goes. He'd fit in Heat culture, but... Nuggets, man, Tate can be a good veteran on the Rockets team competing for a playoff spot this year. His value league-wide might not exceed his likely role in Houston. Number of teams possess trade exceptions big enough to absorb his very cheap contract in exchange for draft pick capital. Several others are in need of athletic defensive mind, unselfish front court player to plug a gap in their rotations. Yeah. All right. Oh, Sam Vecenie of The Athletic. Best trade fits for Jacques Landale. None. Landale was so good last year, dude. 4-year, $34 million contract. I cannot believe that did not work out. Was it this injury? After injuring his left ankle training with the Australian national team ahead of this summer's FIBA World Cup, Landale has not been the same player he was just 8 months ago, as ineffective plays created issues for Houston all season at his backup center behind Alper Çengün. It's true. And shout out Raphael Stone for making these deals make sense and front-loading them. And giving non-guarantees for the entire contract. Thad Young has done well for us in a few starts and coming off the bench. Crafty vet that makes good decisions. You are true. And what is also true is the Raptors gave up a first-round pick for him. I remember that. All right, let's go through this list here. Sam Vecenie of The Athletic listed the Rockets as among the best potential trade picks for these players. Daniel Gafford. Daniel Gafford's underappreciated, man. I do think a contender will snag him if he's going to get traded, but hey, you never know. Luke Kennard. You know, I've never seen that, actually. I really don't hate that. And now I want to see – we talked about Nick Richards a while ago. Let's get a visual on that contract here. So he's got a year and a half left of $5 million.
and then a non-guaranteed hits unrestricted free agency in 2026. I'd love Nick Richards on this team, but I do think an expiring big like Kelly Olynyk is probably the better route. Let's see Andre Drummond's contract here. Super cheap. Oh, Andre Drummond's an unrestricted free agent next year. I wouldn't count that out. Yeah, didn't you guys give up a first-round pick for Thad because it was, you know, hopefully going to be a late 20th, and then you received, wasn't it Detroit's? Didn't you receive Detroit's pick, which was like, you know, 32 in the year? I think not Houston, but I think you guys got like the 32nd pick. So you just traded down like a couple of picks, but obviously that Raptors team never really panned out as you guys wanted to, I'm sure. I think I'm going to make a video on this little article here. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Once again, hit that like button, hit that sub button, Daily Houston Rockets content. I'm going to start posting some videos here on this channel as the NFL offseason is fucking slow, dog. And yeah, man, we're going to keep doing this as much as we can. Appreciate all y'all, always have, always will. But for real, especially if you're listening right now, man, I really appreciate it. You know, hit that link in the bio and just drop a follow or something. It goes a long way. It really does. So thank you guys so much. Have a great rest of your day. And we will see you tomorrow for the trades. Peace. Go Raptors.